And now this is a dictation. For SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, Borie, B-O-R-I-E, August 5, 79, address as a letter to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow-up for SCOTT, renal dysplasia, advanced renal failure, bilateral small kidneys, failed AV fistula. Last visit in May, comes accompanied with his sister. No hospital admission. His inflammatory bowel disease well controlled. Has gained weight from 135 to 140. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Does have adrenal insufficiency for what is taking prednisone and fludrocortisone. Medication list review. I want to highlight also the Seroquel Remeron, cholesterol management for osteoporosis on Prolia, PROLIA. Dose was given today. Biological treatment with Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A. Nexium is being decreased. Blood pressure today on the left side, it was 100 over 78. No respiratory distress, developmental disability, pleasant, cooperative, normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, minor tachycardia close to 100, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from yesterday. No anemia. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 19. Normal albumin calcium, A1C 5.2. Creatinine 3.0, representing a GFR 25 stage 4. Liver function test not elevated. Minor increase of triglycerides. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, presently stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no volume overload. Continued management of his Crohn's disease and adrenal insufficiency. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Mild metabolic acidosis, continue to observe. Other chemistries with kidney disease is stable. Plan to see him back on the next 4 or 5 months. End of dictation.